This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirmed on Wednesday the U.S. and NATO's continued support for helping Ukraine in the face of ongoing Russian aggression.
And this was the first foreign minister's meeting we've had of the new NATO-Ukraine Council, with Ukraine sitting at its place at the NATO table.
Blinken said the message of an enduring commitment to Ukraine was clear from every single country around the table. Israeli medical teams who were attending to children who had been held hostage by Hamas militants in Gaza for more than 50 days say they're dealing with the consequences of that long-term captivity.
Being evaluating them for the weight loss, which is about 10 to 17% of body weight for most of them.
Professor Ronit Lubetsky, director of the pediatric department at the hospital, said most of the children have also been showing deficiencies resulting from long-term undernutrition. Hamas is a designated U.S.-designated terrorist group. Negotiations continue to extend the current pause in fighting. The European Union has canceled its election observation mission for the Democratic Republic of Congo's December 20th general election, saying it would not be able to deploy people across the country for security reasons. A case of flu virus similar to strains currently circulating in pigs has been detected in the UK.
It is possible that there may have been some limited transmission between people. We are increasing our surveillance efforts just to understand exactly if there has been any transmission, and if so, how far the virus has been transmitted.
Professor Isabel Oliver, this is VOA News. On the campaign trail and in public in general, former U.S. President Donald Trump has been embracing the people convicted of violence at the U.S. Capitol following the election of Joe Biden. But AP correspondent Julie Walker says his attorneys in court are trying to do exactly the opposite.
The former president's attorneys have suggested their strategy in his election interference case in Washington involves distancing him from the horde of U.S. Capitol rioters whom he has embraced on the campaign trail as patriots, vowed to pardon a large portion of them if he wins a second term, and even collaborated on a song with a group of jailed defendants. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team has signaled it will make the case Trump is responsible for the chaos that unfolded and point to the Republicans' continued support of the rioters to help establish his criminal intent. The trial is set to begin March 4th. I'm Julie Walker.
When COVID hit, the life expectancy plunged in the United States. Now, VOA's Tommy McNeil says it's climbing back.
Life expectancy was up by more than a year in 2022 after plunging two straight years at the beginning of COVID-19. It's now 77 years, 6 months, about what it was two decades ago. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the numbers Wednesday. Researchers say the rise was mainly due to the waning pandemic. The snapshot statistic is considered one of the most important measures of health of the U.S. population. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
India paid tribute Wednesday to the hundreds of U.S. servicemen killed during World War II with the opening of a museum near its strategic border with China, honoring the dramatic Himalayan airlift dubbed the Hump. Tells the story of how Allied pilots flew the perilous route to supply Chinese forces. It includes 80-year-old rusting wreckage and machine guns of some of the 590 planes that crashed into the jungle, hills, and jagged mountains of India's northeast. Rosalind Carter will receive her final farewells Wednesday at the same tiny town she was born in and that served as a home base as she and her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, climbed to the White House and spent 40 years thereafter as global humanitarians. Former First Lady, who died November 19th at the age of 96, will have her hometown funeral at the Baptist Church in Plains, where she and her husband spent decades as members. Scott Walterman,